Jana. How's it going?
Hello, hello.
Well, you doing all right?
Wouldn't be the free beer and hot wings holiday break-ins if, you know, something didn't go a little crazy. I think people were saying all day, like, everything's running seamlessly. And, well, here we are. Some people who shall not be named, some folks helping us, got stuck in the driveway.
Okay.
So we've got a tow truck here, and we're working it out. And, you know, my incredible nominator, she is working to, you know, because it's taking longer to keep the family occupied. So we're in a good spot, though.
Well, I'm glad to hear things are on the up and up on that, finally.
Yeah. I mean, we tried to push it out. We tried to do a lot of things, but we got a truck here, and we're getting there. All right.
Well, how'd the break-in go?
Oh, my gosh. Incredible. So I'm going to get to, you know, all of the amazing things. I do want to get to the letter from my nominator.
Okay.
But first, I do want to say that I am going to be sharing about domestic violence and abuse. So please, please take care while listening. And as always, we change names, we change details, which in this case is absolutely necessary to protect the family. But do know this family story is very, very real. And it is a reality for so many families. Okay. This is the letter from my nominator, Kelsey. She says, "This is my dear friend and former coworker, Samantha. She loved her job and she was so good at it. At the time, she was a single mom of two young children, and she met a man who promised to love and care for her and her kids. They got married. For a while, things seemed fine, but that changed. She became pregnant, and after her daughter was born and her maternity leave, she wanted to return to work. Well, this should have been an indicator that something was wrong to me and so many others, but we missed the signs. Her husband demanded she quit her job and stay home. Now, for some people, staying home is the right decision. It's what they want, and that works for their family, but that was not the case here. This was his path to isolate and control her. If she tried to see friends, family, or even leave the house at all, he would become enraged. He controlled all the finances and even stopped paying her car payment, and it was repossessed, further isolating her. I watched my beautiful, vibrant friend become a shell of who she was. He belittled her, threatened her, and broke her down. She did her best to protect her kids, to shield them. She also desperately wanted to go to therapy with her husband, but he refused. His relationship to his children is extremely manipulative. He ignores them unless he can attempt to use them as a tool to hurt their mother. This pattern of neglect followed by random attention and love bombing is very confusing for these sweet kids. This past fall, her husband moved from mental, emotional, and financial abuse to physical. In an altercation that her children witnessed, he injured her severely. She filed for divorce and since has been harassed and stalked by him. He drained all of their accounts as he was sole financial provider and closed them. She has been navigating this and trying to find work, all while healing from her injuries. When their car broke down, this has left her and her children with no transportation. Her oldest son is 16, and he is trying to help as much as he can while trying to shield the younger children, just to try to keep life even a little normal. Samantha is really struggling right now with no food, no money for bills, let alone Christmas, and now no car. If you could pick her, it would mean the world to her, truly. It would relieve her stress, but also show her that she is loved, she is important, she is worthy, and that she will get through this. She's the most selfless person I know. She volunteers all the time. She works for nonprofits. And she would give you the last thing that she has without asking for anything in return. It would be amazing if the kindness and love that she shows to everyone else she can feel for herself. Thank you for reading, and thank you for blessing people this time of year."
Wow.
So that's the letter. Yeah. And, you know, I actually talked to my nominator just the night before last, I think, and she'd just gotten off the phone with Samantha, who had had an upsetting meeting with her lawyer, because that's the other thing, right? There's legal battles that she is fighting to protect herself and her children. And she said Samantha just broke down in tears from the weight of all of this. So my wonderful nominator said that the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show holiday break-ins could not have come at a better time to give her some hope and some peace. So for people who are listening, I want you to know that this is because of you. Okay, we were able to get money for bills, along with clothes, blankets, socks, coats, boots, and so much more. The needs of this family met by you. And of course, Tommy, we want to talk about the fun stuff too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, this family, they love playing games together. They love board games. They're big into that. So we're able to do that. And video games, too. So the oldest son, who's been helping out so much, he's a big gamer. And now he has a new gaming chair and a desk.
Wow.
And when I told the nominator, she was just like, oh, my goodness, he's got a freak.
Awesome.
So that is so awesome. And one of the really big things that Samantha needed was a bed. So she's been sleeping on the couch. But thanks to the awesome, awesome people at Tulsma Furniture, she has a new beautiful queen bed and frame, and it's all hers. So that's amazing.
Oh, wow.
So the car. Whew. At first, we thought that we were going to try to fix the old one. Well, thank goodness, though, her mechanic is a straight shooter, and he told us basically the repair would cost more than the car is worth and that he wouldn't feel right doing it. So bless him for being honest, you know?
Yeah.
So then Free Beer and Steve, they reached out to our incredible friends at Sarah Honda Granville, and they're so wonderful there. They did research. They searched. And they found just the right car for Samantha and the kids. And they gave us an incredible deal. So they now have a new, reliable, safe car because of you, because of Idiots for Underdogs, and because of Sarah Honda Granville.
That is incredible. Wow.
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, this is going to be so much for this family for years to come. Now, for their safety, I'm not going to share the make and model of the car.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just a few years old, where their previous car was almost 20 years old. So, I mean, it's amazing. It's safe. It's going to be so good for them, and it means so much. And so I'm blown away. I'm blown away.
This is life-changing.
It is so, so huge for this family. And of course, we can't forget about the $1,500 in groceries for family fare, which they did for each family. It's just huge, you know, especially for this family where, you know, like the mom not sure where like the next meal is going to come from.
Oh,
it truly,
goodness.
Truly means so much. And, you know, there are so many wonderful organizations that make the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show holiday break-ins happen. We've talked about the special things that kids are going to get to experience that they might not have otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, and so maybe some of those the hard times and the bad memories, they can be replaced with new fun adventures. So we have to thank Grand Rapids Art Museum, Berlin Raceway, Grand Rapids Ballet, Meyer Gardens, the Grand Rapids Children Museum, Celebration Cinemas, Van Andel Arena for tickets to the Grand Rapids Gold and Griffins and Rise. One of the younger boys is a super huge sports fan. So, I mean, they're just going to love it. Also have to thank NoCo Provisions, All In Hospitality, Jets Pizza, Talisma Furniture, Advanced Asset Management, Basic Payroll, and of course, Sarah Honda Granville, you know, who, you know, give us that base money so that we can even do this in the first place. And Flat River Group, we've talked about the pallets of toys and games and the board games that this family loves to play. And it just helps so much, you know, within us being able to use funds for bills or fixing stuff around the house, whatever the family needs. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to my nominator. Thanks to everyone who takes the time, not just to write in, but also, you know, be sneaky and get Christmas lists and keys and the family out of the house. And maybe like tonight, keep the family occupied, you know, for a little bit longer. So thank you, Idiots for Underdogs. Thank you, West Michigan. I mean, we keep saying it, but we're blown away. We're blown away by your generosity. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Jana, you're doing some great work, and I'm going to try not to bawl my eyes out right now, but wow, what a game changer.
Yeah.
What a game changer. Well, kudos to you, Jana. Nice work. What a way to wrap up the day. I can't think of anything better.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Jana, thank you so much. You be safe out there, and Merry Christmas to you and Charlie. And we'll see you soon, okay?
Yes. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.